Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Dalid Omud Aleph. This is the 201st Shir that we've given in the Mishnah Berurah Yomi program. And we are up to Simin Ayin. And we begin with the Mechaber telling us what are the halachos of who is exempt, Mihem Hapturim Mikriya Shema. The Mechaber writes, Noshim V'Avodim Peturim Mikriya Shema. Women and an Eved Kenani are both Turim, exempt from the saying of Kriya Shema. Why? Because these are time-dependent mitzvahs. As we all know, women and as well an Eved Kenani are exempt from having to do time-dependent mitzvahs asay. All the mitzvahs lo asay, they are essentially obligated in. And all of the mitzvahs asay that are not time-dependent. So it's a very small number of mitzvahs that are time-dependent, that are positive commandments to do, that women and avodim are exempt from. The Mishnah Berurah explains, this is true afilu midrabbanan. This exemption is even for rabbinical obligation. There is certainly no daraisa obligation, but not even a rabbinical obligation for the women, and we'll focus really on women because we don't have avodim today, for the women to go and be exempt. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mikriya Shema, that the women do not have the obligation to read Kriya Shema because it's a time-dependent mitzvah. It has to be read in the morning by the first 3 hours of the day. It has to be read at nighttime once it's dark until it's dawn, essentially. So the time is the key component of the mitzvah, and therefore women are exempt. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis adds, Upturos gam kemi birchas Kriya Shema. It's not only the Kriya Shema that women do not have to do, but also the brachos of the Kriya Shema, because the Yeshlem Gam Kinsman were they also time dependent, as we've learned already in Simon Nun Ches. However, the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv, which is Niskan Alinyan Zchiras Yitzim Mitzrayim, which has the purpose of fulfilling the obligation for every person to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim every day, that women are obligated in. V'chein HaBrachos Shel Achreya, the Arvis, and likewise the brachos after the Shema at Marv time, women are required to say those. Dirshu footnote number 4 brings down the reason for this. Can be seen in the Shel's Tshuva Shevet Halevi from Rav Ozer Zatzal, based upon a Shulchan Aruch Harav, and he says, "Machnisim es hanoshim bechlal hachiyuv shel askoros yitzias Mitzrayim." Women have been included in the obligation of Yitzias Mitzrayim to fulfill it the same way that the men do, and that's why they also have the obligation over here to say these brachos after the Shema. Because that is how Chazal instituted that the men should fulfill the mitzvah, so the women have the same obligation, because this is not a time-dependent mitzvah, according to many. However, he brings down that Rav Yashiv Zatzal, as well as other Gedolim, Rav Devlitsky, and others, all held that women, lo nohagu hanoshim lo omron bifnei atzmon, women didn't accept upon themselves the custom of saying these brachos of Kriya Shema by themselves. And they can fulfill the mitzvahs of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim by just saying any pasuk or any mention of that great nace. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says why women are obligated in this. The mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, no hegens by Yom V'Laylu. It's, as I mentioned a moment ago, not time dependent. And since women do have the obligation to say Shemona Esrei, the Betvila Chayavos, as we'll learn later on in Simon Kuvav, and as Dirshu footnote number 6 brings down, because women also need to have your tefillah is heard by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because these are rachamim, and women require rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu just like a man does. So therefore, since women are obligated, according to this, to say the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv, so therefore they have to be somech gula l'tefillah. This is, in fact, King Kosef HaMagen Avram. However, Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Prima Gadim, who disagrees. The Lamandis over Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Balailu Rak Midrabbanon. There is an opinion that says that nighttime mentioning of Yitzias Mitzrayim is only Midrabbanon, and it's an Asmachta Akra, it's only an allusion from the Pasuk. So then, Im Kain, Mimelu, who mitzvah Sasishas Mangrama, Upturus Minatora. Then women would be, in fact, exempt from this mitzvah. And it's only Rak Midrabbanon Chayavas. And the rabbis, however, instituted over here that women should be obligated in this Midrabbanon. Even though we brought down before that when we said Pturim, it means they're exempt, even Midrabbanon. This is the exception to the rule. And the Dishu footnote number 8, he brings down Shinoshim Pturos Afil Midrabbanon. However, here, Kivon Shechova al Koponim Midrabbanon, Lahaski Tias Israel Balaila, so the Yeshua's Yaakov brings down Shenachshav Midrabbanon, Lemitzah Sasei, She'ain Hazman Groma. This turns this into a non time dependent mitzvah because the rabbis instituted for women to be Mechayiv in it, so therefore it loses its status over here as the Mitzah Sasei Shazman Groma. However, the Shagasari disagrees, and he says that in fact women are Potter, even Midrabbanon. The Mishnah Berurah says that this opinion of the Prima Gadim is also held by the Sefer Yeshuas Yaakov, and he says, and even if you want to say that it's not a time-dependent mitzvah, because there is an obligation to say Yitzias Mitzrayim Bayom Uvalayla, day and night, he brings down, however, the Shagasayi, the Anoshim Peturos, anyway, Mitam de Haskara de Yom, he mitzvah b'fneyatzel, because the daytime mitzvah is a separate mitzvah. The Yom Lo Hiskir Bayom, Ein Tzorch Laskir Haskara Zubalayla. And if you didn't mention it during the daytime, then Ein Tzorch Laskir Haskara Zubalayla, then you don't have the obligation to say it at night. Umashim Haskir Balayla, he mitzvah b'fneyatzel. And likewise, the nighttime mitzvah is a separate mitzvah. So therefore, the Shagasayi says that women are potter as well. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes off into a discussion. What about other things? Are women obligated or not in other parts of the davening? So Psukah de Zimra, he says, we've already discussed in Siman Nun Beis, and look at the Chidush of Rav Akiva Eger that we mentioned over there. The Muchach Shom Midvarav Da'ikar Niskinu Bishvil HaTfila, that the essential reason that the Psukah Zimra was done was to prepare you for the Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore Im Kein Mimelech Hayavos. So women also say the Shemoneh Esrei, as we just said, since this is Rachamim, and women need Rachamim as well. So therefore, they should have to say the Pesuk of the Zimra. Birchas HaShachar, the Mishnah Berurah says, L'chora toli zeh, im neima da brachos elu yesh lem zman. So that would depend if you say that these brachos of Birchas HaShachar are time-dependent. And we've also discussed that. He says, look in Siman Nun Beis, in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Bir Halacha. And he concludes with Tzorech Ian. We're not sure. Umistimas loshon atur shulchan aruch. And by the fact that this isn't brought down in Tur and shulchan aruch, so mistama, so, based upon the Levush, we do in fact say that women should say the Birchas HaShachar just like men. Dusha footnote number 13 brings down that we've already discussed previously the Birchas HaTorah they should say as well. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Ulam Kozek Kastavnu Le'inyin Chiyav. Everything that we've been talking about now is are women obligated to. Aval Pshita, but certainly it's self-evident, the Yecholos Lahamshich Chiyav Al Atzmom. If they wish to, they certainly can dive in all of these parts, and even Olavarach Afilu Birchas Kriyashma, and they can even say the Brachas of Kriyashma, as we've learned already in Simen Yud Zayin, Sif Beis, in the Haggah over there, where we discussed that women aren't, according to the Mechaber, able to make a bracha on a mitzvah saseshes man grama. They can do it, but they can't make a bracha on it. So here they could even say these brachos of kriyashma, because these aren't a real bracha on the mitzvah. They were masakin by chazal, and women can say these as well. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel says shazman grama. The tala hakosav bisman shchiva uzman kima. Why is it called a time-dependent midrash? Because it says v'shach v'cha uvikumecha, which means the time that you lie down, shchiva, and the time that you get up, kima. Now the Mechaber continues and he says, "V'nochen hu lelamdim shikabel lehem olmachus shemayim." The proper way is to tell the women and avodim that they should accept upon themselves olmachus shemayim. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet says, "Mashma mitzad adin p'turin." It seems from here the implication the Mishnah Berurah says is that they technically are exempt. However, v'habach posak dechayovim midina lekabel machus shemayim b'posak rishon. The Bach disagrees and says, "No, that women, in fact, are obligated to accept upon themselves Olmachus Shemayim." Ayin Shom, the Mishnah Berurah says. However, Aval Harbe Achronim Chok Mazir. But many disagree and hold like the implication that the Mishnah Berurah wrote down that, in fact, women would be exempt from this mitzvah. Sivkot and Hay, the Mishnah Berurah writes, look in the Sefer Nachlas Tzvi, who explains, Perish, the Kavonis HaMechaber Kol Parsha Rishona, that the Mechaber is telling us that it's a good idea for women to say accept upon himself Olmachus Shemayim, it means to say the entire first paragraph of the Shema. Shema, Baruch Shem Kvod Olmachuso, and V'yahavta. The Harav, the Mishnah Berurah is referring here to the Ramah, adds, Hosif Olav the Al Koponim Kol Posuk Rishon, that at least they should say the Posuk Rishon of Shema, not necessarily the entire paragraph. Abu Levush, Mashma the Gam Kavonas HaMechaber, who Rak Posuk Rishon. The Levush disagrees with what the Mishnah Berurah brings down for the Nachlas Tzvi and says that even the Mechaber never meant the entire first paragraph, he only meant the first Posuk, which is Vizehu Shebir Harab, which means that according to the Levush, the Mechaber and the Ramah are saying the same thing. And now we'll read the Ramah. The Ramah says, as we've just mentioned, Hagah V'yikru L'pachos Posuk Rishon. The minimum amount we should teach the women, at least to say, is the first Posuk, which usually means, as we said previously many times, Shema and Baruch Shem Kvod Olmachuso. And this is brought down, in fact, by the Beis Yosef in the name of the Ohel Moed. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Kitanim, children under the age of Bar or Bas Mitzvah, Pturim L'Rabbeinu Tam, they're exempt according to Rabbeinu Tam, only kishelo higiu l'chinuch, if they haven't yet reached the age of chinuch. But if they've reached the age of chinuch, then they are obligated as a mitzvah of chinuch. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav writes, avol higiu l'chinuch, if they have reached the age of chinuch, shehu kvar, which is shis kivar sheva, which is a 6 or 7 year old, although this is not always the case. We always look at the individual child, the very precocious, bright child. The age of chinuch can be earlier. A slower child, the age can be later. So this is an estimation of about a 6 or 7 year old child. Then chayav aviv l'chanchu, the obligation is on the father to go and be mechanech this child, to educate this child, to teach him how to say kriyat shema. The mitzvah is not on the child, the mitzvah is on the father. Whole big discussion in the poskim, which is alluded to over here in Deer Shoot note number 20, as to whether if the father is incapable of doing this, is there an obligation on the mother to do so? This is a big machlokas as to whether women, mothers, are obligated to be mechanech their children. Of course they do. The question is this an obligation on them, or are they just noshim tzidkanios, and they do this because they wish their children to be great and grow up in Yiddishkeit? And this is, in fact, kamo b'shar kol mitzvos. Mishnah Berurah says this is the same halacha in regards to all mitzvos of chinuch. The gam shikarena b'zman kriyashma, and as part of the mitzvah, the father should try to have the child say the parashos of kriyashma at the right time, and as well im habrachos lefonel uliachra, as well as to say them with the prior and post brachos of kriyashma. The issue footnote number 21 brings down a fascinating halacha, and he says, "Mashma she'en lechanech esaktanim lomar es habrachos rak im yivarchu gam habrachos shalofnea v'gam es habrachos shalachra." You should try to be mechanech the child only if he's able to say all of the brachos before and afterwards, and not just to start to teach him to say one. And he says this is the inyan of chinuch birchas hamazon as well. He brings down, and he says the Shaar Tzion she'en lechanchem lomar rak bracha achas. It's wrong the way I would say. He brings down the way many people do it. So have the child first learn one bracha, and then when he's learned that bracha, have him learn the second bracha. When he's done with that, have him learn the third bracha. He says that's not the right way to do it. Eliyomru ma'at ma'at mikol bracha. He says a better way of chinuch is to go and do a little bit from each of the brachos until they can do the entire Brachas Hamazon, or as well over here, the entire Brachos of Kriyashma, rather than just focusing on doing one, getting that right, and then learning the next one. Very interesting idea. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin says, Kishelo igia l'chinuch, mikol makom, pasuk rishon shebe Kriyashma, mitzvah al oviv l'lamdo, mishadeh l'daber. Even if you hold that the father is not obligated to teach a young child who's below the age of chinuch, according to Rabbeinu Tam, to say all the parashos of Kriyashma and the brachos, nevertheless, the father should still teach him as soon as he's able to speak to say Shema Yisrael, v'lav davka b'zman Kriyashma. But here, he doesn't have to say it necessarily at the time of Kriyashma. So the Mechaber brought down the Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. Now the Mechaber says, but Rashi disagrees. According to Rashi, even if the child is above the age of chinuch, albeit below the age of bar or bas mitzvah, one doesn't have to teach him to say the kriyashma, mipnei she'eno motzoi etzlo bizman kriyashma ba'erev v'yoshin hu baboker. Because how's the father supposed to do this practically? This is because the child is not with the father in the evening, and in the morning, when the father gets up to go to shul, the child is still sleeping. And the Mechaber continues, V'roy linho ki Rabbeinu Tam. This Machlokas Rashi in the Rabbeinu Tam. Here the Mechaber passes like the Rabbeinu Tam, that once the child does reach the age of chinuch, albeit he's below bar and bas mitzvah, one should teach the child to go and say kriyashma. I said bar or bas mitzvah, we're really talking here about a child who's bar mitzvah, but certainly there's nothing wrong with teaching the girls as well, because as the Mechaber had pointed out before, it is proper to teach the children, even the girls, to go and be accepting upon themselves all Malchus Shemayim. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches says, in the morning the children are sleeping, Baboker, wrote Salomar, this means to say, Lekach lo hitilu alav luchankel. That's why, since the child is asleep in the morning, the father doesn't have the obligation to be mechanach the child. He says, look in the Bach, Shekosav dimu ben yud beishana. But if the child is 12 years old, then the father should wake the child up. The father should make sure that he's with the child to say kriyashma in the right time for this 12-year-old boy. Sivkot and Tes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, based upon the Mechaber saying that we should follow the minhag of the Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, wrote Shalomar, Afal gav de medina mistavra karashi. The technical din is like Rashi, that even the child below the age of bar bas mitzvah, above chinuch, is not obligated in kriyashma, and in fact, the king kosav agrozal, the Vilna Gaon agrees with this, afal pike nochon linhok Rabbeinu Tam. But lamaisa, one should, the Mechaber said, and the Mishnah Berurah agrees, that one should follow the minhag of the Rabbeinu Tam, which is to teach a child after he's reached the age of chinuch. And this is, in fact, Kemash Medivir Rambam. He says, look in the Lecha Mishnah of the Pnei Moshe on the Yerushalmi, af betfila l'kul yamachayev imigil l'chinuch. As opposed to this, however, by Shmona Esrei, everybody agrees a child should be instructed once he reaches the age of chinuch. Kilo l'kamon sim kuvav sif aleph, as we'll learn later on in kuvav sif aleph. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber tells us a very famous din hakoneis es habesula. If a man is waiting to get married and it's his wedding night, potu mikriyashma, he's exempt from the reading of kriyashma for shlosha yomim, for 3 days. Imlo osa maisa, if he hasn't consummated the marriage, then he's exempt for the entire period of time. We'll see, it's 3 days and 4 nights. For example, as we'll learn, if a person gets married on a Wednesday in the afternoon, so there's Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Motzei Shabbos. If he hasn't consummated it by then, so then we'll see the halacha in a second. The reason for this, the Mechaber explains, Neshu Torah Betir the Smitzah. He is preoccupied with the thought of consummating the marriage. The Mechaber continues and says, "V'hani mili b'zman rishonim." This was only true in those days when they had real kavana during davening at other points in time. Aval achshav, but nowadays, nebuch shegam shor b'nei adam einu mechavim kroy. When person is not preoccupied, he still doesn't say kriyat shma properly. So therefore, gam hakonis is absula kori. Therefore, even a chosan at his wedding and for the days afterwards also has to go and say kriyat shma. As we'll explain, it would be arrogant of him to say, "Oh, today I can't say kriyat shma because I'm preoccupied." That would imply that he's saying kriyat shma the rest of the time with kavana. The Ramah adds, Hagah, look in Simon Sadi Tes, regarding the halachos im shikur yikro kriyashma, as to whether a drunkard is allowed to read kriyashma. Mishnah Brewery in Sivkot Yud writes, Habsula, when the husband is getting married to a virgin, mipnei shu tarud, tirdu de mitzvah, because he's concerned, will he be able to fulfill the mitzvah properly? Shemachashiv alesik basulim, because of the basulim, because of the virginity, the hymen of the woman. Masha enkein bi'almona lo torid. There isn't the same concern with the woman who's already previously had relations with someone, such as an almona, a widow. He won't be so preoccupied. Mishnah Brewer in Sivkot Yudalev says, Mikriyashma, this also includes the birchoseha that he's exempt from, not only the kriyashma. And vuvadin mitvilin, the same thing would apply to Shemon Esrei. As we will learn in Simon Kuvav. Sivkot Nyud Beis, the Mishnah Brewer writes, Shlosh Yomim, and this is V'arbo Leilos, as I've already mentioned. For example, Kigonim Nosa B'yom Reviv B'tzorayim. The man gets married on Wednesday afternoon. Potarad Motzei Shabbos V'yad B'chlal. So he is exempt Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Shabbos night, Motzei Shabbos night, because he is Torud B'mitzvah, because he hasn't yet consummated. The Ad B'chlal. So this includes Wednesday night, through and inclusive Saturday night. It could be 4 days too. For example, kigonim nichlas l'chupa b'yom revi atchelo korish kriyashma shoshachris poter abor yomim. If he gets married very early in the morning before the zman of kriyashma on Wednesday, so then he'd have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos for the morning kriyashma as well. Sivkot Yud Gimel. This is only im lo aso ma'isa, if he hasn't consummated the marriage. But once, avaliachar ma'isa, once he's consummated the marriage, ain't notorid out, he's no longer preoccupied with this, then he's chayev to say kriyashma and the brachos of kriyashma, shmon esrei, etc. And after this period of time, even if he hasn't successfully consummated the marriage, then he's no longer exempt. Why? The kivan shekfar of our shloshi yom v'lo so ma'isa, because this period of time has passed and he hasn't consummated the marriage. Misyoyish achar kach min hadov of inu torah klal. He's given up hope, so to say, and he's no longer so preoccupied with this. Yitzhak Hashem, he will be successful, but he's not preoccupied with it, and therefore he no longer is exempt. Sivkot Nidal, the Mishnah writes, Rotz Olam Achayev Likros v'im birchosev kedin. He has to go read the entire parashas of Kriyashma nowadays, and the brachos of kriyashma, gam mispal, he also davens, the kimish chayv b'kriyashma, chayv b'tvila. Anybody who's chayv in kriyashma is also chayv in shmon esrei. V'meino kori mechzik yura, and if, as I mentioned before, if he doesn't read it, it sounds like he's very arrogant. Shemara, shemachavim choshod, it looks and implies that every other day he normally has kavana. Ulinyan tvilin, should he put on tvilin? We learned in Simon Lamed Ches, Siv Zayin, the Mishnah Brewer over there, in the name of the Olas HaTavon and the Birki Yosef, Shachoson v'chol siyato korm kriyashma u'menichem tefillin misbalim, that everybody does put on tefillin. Sivkot Tetzvav, he has to read the kriyashma, shom nizbor debishichrus ma'at korim misbalim. The Ramah's comment about the drunkenness, we'll see over there that if it's only a little bit drunk, he does read it. However, there's manenu, b'lav hochi einon mechav nukokach, because nowadays we don't read it ever with tremendous kavanah. So even if he's a little bit drunk, he could read it as well. However, if he's so drunk that he couldn't speak in front of a king, then a drunken person should not until the effects of the wine have worn off. That concludes today's shiur.